I want you to consider this is how crazy things have become here in the Pacific Northwest. Governor Jay Inslee's budget for 2023-25 contains this request. Borrow $4 billion over the course of 6 years. Spend it on affordable housing and shelters for the so-called homeless. And he's got to run this one past the voters, but first he's got to get it past the legislature. And one of those members of the legislature is Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato, who joins me now. Senator, welcome back to the show in the new year, and Happy New Year to you. Is this crazy for Jay Inslee to suggest borrowing $4 billion? And what in the world do they plan to spend it on?
Well, it might be crazy for a normal person like you or I. It's not crazy for him. It's standard operating procedure. In other words, they do this to get around the debt limit by submitting it to a vote of the people. That's why they're doing it, so that they can increase the bonding capacity and effect of the state, because you're limited. And so that's what they're going to be doing, is increasing the debt limit on the state. But I want to make it clear on... We are not, the problem is not that we are not spending enough money on homelessness. The problem is we're spending too much money. We're making it, I mean, we are an outlier as the number one state, I think, right now, number one or number two, in attracting homeless people to our state because of all the great programs we have. Come to Washington State, camp on the side of the road, get a free apartment. Get a hotel room. We'll give you cable TV, do your laundry, give you three meals a day. Why would you not move here?
Senator, add to that. Weed is legal, and hard drugs, they're legal too, and the police can't chase you. I mean, you can add all kinds of benefits on.
Right. Well, when I had a bill that said, okay, if you're going to get these services, if you're going to get this stuff, no drugs, no alcohol. And right. The response I got back from the other side was, there's no evidence that denying them drugs and alcohol helps them. I said, well, there's plenty of evidence that says if you allow them to continue, it hurts them. I mean, it's this total enabling of the homeless thing. I watched a movie, 1935, was Bill Powell. I can't remember the name, but it was something Godfrey, right? And Godfrey was this guy living in a garbage dump, right? Homeless guy living in a garbage dump. And yep. He said, everybody in this garbage dump wants a job, right? Well, go to a homeless camp now and ask them if they want a job. They don't want a job. They don't want to be told what to do. They want all these services. They want all this stuff for nothing. I go, there's actually five different groups of homeless people that you could address with. I'm actually doing a press conference coming up, calling in homelessness to housing. This is how you get people from homeless to being a productive member of society, to be able to buy a house. And if you can explain to me how raising taxes on housing makes housing more affordable, I would like to know how that's possible. And it's just this continuous thing to impose additional restrictions, impose a different additional requirements, impose more environmental laws. How would you like to pay, $9,000 on your house is environmental stuff, of which, by the way, is my business. That's what I do, is train people to be in compliance with the Clean Water Act. You know what you get for $9,000? Nothing. You don't get any improvement in the environment. You don't get any improvement in water quality. It just runs up the cost of the house.
Well, and Senator, I don't know if Washington State has done this yet. I know Oregon has. They're now telling people to build apartments. By the way, you got to put in electric car chargers. You say, why? They say, well, so people will buy electric cars. You say, well, shouldn't we leave that up to the people who build the apartment buildings? No, we want you to build them. If you build the chargers, the e-vehicles will come, seems to be the philosophy. You say, but isn't that going to add to the cost of every apartment and the rent? Or if it's a single family house, the cost of every single house? They've added that on. And get ready for that one.
So when you make that argument, because there was a bill that said every house had to have a 220 outlet in the garage to plug your electric car into, right?
Yep.
And so the power companies came and said, if you do that, we need to assume that everybody's going to have an electric car, and we need to assume that you're going to need that much more power. Oh, yep. By the way, not only will you have a little housing development with all your cars, we're also going to put a substation there, because You need $6 to $7 billion in additional electrical infrastructure in Western Washington to do what they want to do. Oh, by the way, they want to take down the dams and eliminate natural gas. So they want all the houses to be electric. They want you to drive an electric car. And then let's have an earthquake and have the power grid go down for 2 or 3 weeks and see what happens. I mean, this is madness.
Well, and Senator, one of the arguments I made last week, and see if this holds water. Have you ever lived in an apartment in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, so have I. Did you generally live in an apartment when you didn't have as much money as you do when you live other way? Otherwise, you live in a single-family house? You say,
yeah,
I mean, because the whole time I was in an apartment.
I haven't met anybody that lives in an apartment that doesn't want to live in a house.
Now, there may be a few people who say, oh, I love living in downtown Portland or downtown Seattle because I'm close to restaurants and I'm older, I'm retired, I want to be able to walk to the movie theater, or walk to shopping. There are a few of those. Most people live in apartments because they can't afford better. So they're people with less money. Now, the typical e-vehicle is 60 grand. The comparable gas car is 40 grand if you're buying brand new, similar prices for used. Are we really expecting that a lot of people who live in apartments are going to go out and buy the most expensive kind of car?
Well, of course, because you're going to provide additional subsidies and all this other stuff. Especially if you're low income, you'll get an additional subsidy in addition to the $7,000 subsidy already. I mean, and then, oh, by the way, you know, we had a delegation come from the Congo, and you know what they're worried about? They're worried about running out of lithium, cobalt, and nickel, which is their primary exports. And they figure in 10 years they might be running out of lithium. And we got a 400-year supply of fossil fuel and a 10-year supply of lithium. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't make all these batteries that they're saying they want to make. You don't have the power to run these things. You're supposed to have 16% more power production than you actually use in order to prevent brownouts because of fluctuations. And we were at something like 0.5, right? So we're like right on the edge of having brownouts. And by the way, when they start talking about smart water heaters and smart this and smart that and smart thermostats, you know what that means? It means the power company is going to be able to control the temperature of your hot water heater and the temperature of your house. And if you plug in your RV and they need the power, they're actually going to take the power from your RV.
They're going to, or out of your EV, they're going to suck it right out of the battery and say, we promise.
They're going to use your car as a storage device.
No, and I'll gladly repay you Tuesday. Senator Phil Fortunato, thank you very much for coming on. Jay Inslee wants to borrow $4 billion to provide homeless shelters and low-cost housing by raising the cost of housing. Tell you what, we're going to be fighting that one tooth and nail.